Amazon had kind of a weird week on Twitter, but it's the union vote that's the big news. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Votes are being counted in Bessemer, Alabama this week from Amazon warehouse workers hoping to unionize. Amazon has fought tooth and nail against the union effort and also recently against members of Congress. Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren criticized its treatment of employees, and Amazon's official Twitter account went on the attack. So did some Twitter users claiming they were very happy Amazon employees, and not all of them were real. Let's dig into all of this in Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a deeper look at a big tech story. Jason Del Rey covers Amazon for Recode. He says this union vote is big, no matter what the outcome.
I also think if it's a close loss, that also would be seen as a positive sign, just because Amazon has never had a union in the U.S., that even in that case, we'd see other efforts, at least inside of Amazon facilities in the country. You know, you get a couple thousand people or more than a thousand people voting to unionize at one facility. I think that says something, especially with all the pressure that management has put on these workers over the last few weeks.
Well, and then, of course, Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren were criticizing Amazon on Twitter for how it treats its employees. And we saw Amazon take what seems to be a pretty new tack on social media, hit back pretty aggressively.
So what we saw was executives from Dave Clark, who's the CEO of sort of the worldwide consumer business at Amazon, to the corporate Amazon accounts, you know, written by PR people, you know, being both snarky, you know, what I think many people would say would be inappropriate tone. Mm-hmm. You know, I reported that that directive to get more aggressive came directly from Jeff Bezos. After my story kind of exploded, you see executives this week, such as Jay Carney. He's been on Twitter the last 2 days responding to both Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And each tweet started with some version of "with great respect" or "with all due respect." I kind of laughed when I saw that because it's such a departure from what we saw just, you know, a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to say, you know, be more aggressive. Do you think it's a case of potentially employees taking that idea way too literally, or then finding themselves surprised at how poorly it seemed to go over?
I've had several former executives reach out to me pointing to, you know, specific tweets. You know, there was a group of tweets, right, that were aggressive or snarky. And I've had some who reach out to me who sort of know how Jeff Bezos writes, who said to me, like, that one or that one sure sounds and looks a lot like something Jeff would say himself. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know the exact answer. My best guess is that some of these were actually from Jeff himself. And I think they just did not go over necessarily how everyone thought they might. I think there were high up people in that company who were not in agreement on this tact. And so perhaps when you saw the reaction, that was enough convincing to reverse, you know, the stance on the tone they should be taking.
So you have these aggressive tweets from official accounts, and then you also have these personal accounts on Twitter claiming to be Amazon employees who are really happy with the work environment, some of which are clearly bots. Like, are any real?
You know, Amazon started a program a few years ago where they essentially gave some warehouse workers who had positive experiences the ability to tweet, you know, during their work shift and respond to critics and tell them about their experience. This seems like an extension of that or some part of that. I think some of these are absolutely real people. There's been at least one instance of an account that popped up this week that Amazon said was not real. Who's behind it and whether the aim was to embarrass Amazon still sort of seems up in the air. I think this, you know, this initiative, even going back a few years, kind of speaks to a certain level of desperation at the leadership level of Amazon that's like, we believe we really are a good employer. Like, what else can we do to change the narrative?
I mean, what's interesting is that Amazon's always had a really good reputation. Does this more aggressive posture on Twitter suggest that they're actually a little worried about that?
I think absolutely. I think for years, they've tracked very closely internally sort of, you know, customer brand reputation. And so whether part of this is them actually seeing data that shows it's having an impact or them just knowing, you know, the reality that could be awaiting them, I think that for sure is a concern here. It's hard, though, when you look at the sales numbers of this company, you know, record profits, to really see that consumer pushback manifest itself in any meaningful way. And I don't know that it's sort of a fair expectation of people just trying to like get the best deal they can to be the ones to, you know, sort of take the stand if it's true that Amazon's labor conditions need to be drastically improved. If it's true that, you know, on the business reputation side that, you know, Amazon violates antitrust, you know, law in any of their practices. Like, so I think Amazon is concerned about consumers 100%. I think, you know, consumers are not going to be the ones that sort of take the big stand when what they're giving up is good prices and convenience.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at the sales numbers and you look at how consumers feel about Amazon and you think, you know, maybe the better strategy here would just be to keep quietly kicking butt and stay off Twitter.
Well, and you know, and for a long, long time, that was the strategy. I mean, for a long time, all the press was, you know, really positive. Mm-hmm. And then when it became, you know, when they got bigger and bigger and there was more scrutiny, the most common response I got the first couple of years I covered this company, you know, was either no comment or no response, right, to stories mm-hmm. that did not shine sort of a positive light on the company. But under, you know, Jay Carney's leadership since he joined the company around 5 years ago, you've seen moments like this surface. Nothing as in your face as this instance on Twitter, but you've seen certain comments given to, you know, media outlet in response to a story that are just like, did a spokesperson for the most powerful company in the world really just say that to the Wall Street Journal? So we've seen parts of this, and it's not always clear how much of it is Jeff Bezos versus, you know, Jay Carney or another spokesperson who's been there 20 years, a guy named Drew Herdiner. But there has been a change in the last couple of years.
Jason Del Rey covers Amazon for Recode. And now for some related links. We've got links to a little more reading on the actual union vote over at marketplacetech.org and how it's working. Assume that for the participants, it will carry roughly as much stress as the presidential election. Workers have expressed fears that if the union succeeds, Amazon might straight up shut down the warehouse, although it has committed a lot of money to it. And if it does care about reputation, a move like that would not help. There's also a story from The Intercept about how Amazon started this program back in 2018 to recruit employees to go on Twitter if they had a clean HR record, true story, and good senses of humor, and then defend the company by being polite and blunt, according to leaked documents from Amazon. And apparently, part of the reason everyone thinks all of them are bots is that they were instructed to all use a specific Twitter format, a name plus the initials FC for Fulfillment Center. Very human and organic, yes, not at all creepy dear leader behavior, even a little bit. Also, the operation was named Veritas. Oh, and by the way, these employees were specifically instructed to ignore any tweets that came their way mentioning the union. Honestly, the whole thing has gone so deep that even the ones that seemed human, like the FC account who tweeted that she was, quote, barely scraping by and didn't want to add union dues to her monthly expenses, that tweet was followed by a series of tweets clarifying that, in fact, she's doing fine, Amazon is great, she's more than scraping, the CEO is awesome. That turned out to be a parody account. But I think the fact that it seemed so possible might suggest it's time to move on from this initiative. And as we were talking about all of this, our producer, Stephanie Hughes, was reminded of the time she toured a fulfillment center back in 2019, when one of Amazon's other PR ideas was to bring people to the warehouses so they could see how cool they were. On the tour of a warehouse in Edison, New Jersey, which was Steph Hughes and a Girl Scout troop, also a true story, Steph spoke with Jessica Rebeck, who was a tour ambassador and whose job it was to pack boxes all day and tape them shut. And I just want to play this exchange for you. That other voice you're going to hear, by the way, in the background is Amazon PR.
What's an average day like for you? Like, tell me about your day.
An average day?
Well,
oh boy, an average day.
I am an average day.
I really don't have, every day's different. Yeah. Every day is different.
What do you like about work?
I like people. I like to be here with people, with all these people. I like everything. I like my job. I like packing. I like the people I work with. I like the building.
What's challenging about it?
Nothing. I don't have any challenges.
It's gonna be a little hard. No.
Nothing.
You don't get tired?
No. You gotta have energy. Drink some chocolate milk in the morning, you're good to go all day.
Chocolate milk, I like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Chocolate milk and no challenges at all. Sounds totally Veritas. Jesus Alvarado, Stephanie Hughes, and Michael Lipkin produce the show. Our engineers are Robin Edgar and Becca Weinman, and they all love it here. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.